Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding Chapter 308-20, WAC, cosmetology, hair design, barber, aesthetics, and manicuring. This hearing is being held at the Valley View Library, 17850 Military Road South, SeaTac, Washington, 98188 at 10:30 a.m. The current time is 10:48 on October 25th, 2018. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 1818-083, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on September 5th, 2018. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the back of the room or at the front of the table. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 43.24.023 and RCW 18.16.030. My name is Susan Collard, and my title is Administrator of the Cosmetology Program for Business and Professions Division. The Director of the Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing that are present today are myself and Cameron Dalmas, Administrative Assistant. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located in the front of the room. The sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from Charlotte Barrett, instructor operator who wrote in support, Tina Evans, board chair and instructor operator at Everett Community College, who wrote in support, and Marilyn Furlow, instructor operator retired, who wrote neither in support nor against the proposed rules. For those wishing to provide written comments here, please give them to one of us and we will include them in the formal record. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present. Marianne Braithwaite?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Frank True?
My name is Frank True. I represent Evergreen Beauty College. And I'm in support of those rules. I did want to be able to make a notation that during the process, there was a consensus amongst the in those meetings that we would revisit the funds amount in 2 years after the funds implementation to be able to consider whether or not that was appropriate. And I'd like to be able to make sure that that's in the notation.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to testify on the record?
Denise Montgomery, Washington Laser Institute, and we are in support with the conditions of Stephanie Price that we look at monitoring the balance 2 to 3 years from now so that it doesn't continue to grow too high. And also that we investigate if interest can or will be accrued on the trust account.
Thank you. Any other comments? Testimony on the record? Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned.